Bill Hamilton has his own fragrance consultancy firm called the Fragrance Design Associates. He was a professional nose for the Dial Corporation and for International Flavors and Fragrances, and he is president of the American Society of Perfumers. So, Mr. Hamilton, we're talking to you as a human nose.
Mm-hmm.
In your line of work, as a person who identifies and evaluates smells for a living,
mm-hmm.
how do you communicate the quality of a scent?
Well, perfumers have a vocabulary that's typically a little bit hard to understand by lay people. There are some analogies to music. There are some analogies to painting. There are bottom notes, top notes, middle notes. There's freshness. There's warmth. And so there are some aspects of it that are difficult to convey to someone who hasn't had the training. What you're looking for is basically in the sense of connoting or haloing an effect for, say, a personal care product or something where someone's making a product that has a certain purpose. Say a fabric softener should connote softness. What you're looking for is to be able to convey to a consumer that this fragrance supports, connotes, and basically leads you to be more convinced that the product is softening your clothes.
The company that you worked for, Dial,
mm-hmm.
which makes Dial soap,
correct,
certainly conveys the idea of cleanliness. I think the smell of Dial soap is probably, that does say
mm-hmm.
clean to an awful lot of people in this
correct.
Country. How do you describe that smell? I mean, as a professionally, how do you do that?
It's basically a very spicy, lavendaceous, fougere fragrance with...
Lavendaceous meaning lavender.
Right. There are also some warm, woody notes and some fruity notes. And the fragrance has a top note, a middle note, and a bottom note. And the top note is the most volatile part of the fragrance.
Which is...
The middle note... That would be more of the citrus notes and the more volatile materials that lend freshness and crispness to the fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
The middle notes typically are more floral notes, such as a rose note or a jasmine note. And the bottom notes tend to be more long-lasting and heavy and the kinds of fragrance materials that would stay on your skin. So an hour later, you might be able to smell your arm or your hand and smell those kinds of notes, and those tend to be more woody or musky.
Would the computer chip be at all helpful to you in trying to construct that sort of smell?
The computer chip would be a tool that would really be used more to ensure consistency on a production line of a product that had already been created and established, as opposed to helping in the creative process. It would ensure the consistency of a fragrance that was created by someone who had an imagination and had the ability to make associations, which, at least at this time, are certainly still the sole responsibility of human beings.
Bill Hamilton has his own fragrance consultancy firm, the Fragrance Design Associates, in Middletown, New Jersey. We reached him there.